Funding for WBUR comes from MathWorks, creators of MATLAB and Simulink software, accelerating the pace of engineering and science. Learn more at mathworks.com.
Scientists around the world are racing to create a machine that can read someone's entire genetic code cheaply and quickly. And a Cambridge company made news this week when its co-founder said his machine can read a person's entire genetic code in just a few weeks for less than $50,000. Not long ago, the process took more than a decade and cost hundreds of millions of dollars. So we went to see the machine and we visited Helicos Biosciences Corporation in Kendall Square, where Dr. Patrice Milos, Vice President and Chief Scientific Officer of the company, took us on a tour.
Dr. Milos, here we are standing in this small room at Helicos, and I have two Heloscope machines, and underneath it says single molecule sequencer. They're, I'd say, about the size of a fairly wide refrigerator, and they have a little computer screen, a small, maybe 8x10 computer screen in front. Explain exactly what these do when we call this machine a single molecule sequencer.
So it's as simple as it sounds. The machine is sequencing single molecules of DNA, and billions of those. So as you see the instrument, it was built for sequencing a human genome in a rapid scale of time to enable cost-effective whole human genome sequencing.
But why do we want cost-effective genome sequencing? Essentially, what does it tell us?
An individual's disease risk, an individual's likelihood of progressing in a disease like diabetes to the consequences that are so disabling in a disease like diabetes. And particularly also in the area, can we elucidate the differences in people who respond to drugs, have side effects relative to drugs? And it really is an unanswered question at this point.
I believe I read an article from last year where someone from Helicos said within 3 years he thinks we would get to the $1,000 genome, which means at $4,000 you could have your genome sequenced and then understand the potential for certain debilitating diseases.
What we're hoping is the experimentation will allow us to determine that. And while you say debilitating in some respects, many of these are long-term chronic diseases like osteoarthritis, diabetes, that if we understand early enough in an individual's lifetime, there may be therapeutic intervention that can slow the progression of the disease and really make it less debilitating for people.
Do we have the medical knowledge to be able to keep up with that? So we might be able to tell people that they have the potential for getting some of these conditions, diseases, whatever they are, but then can we take care of them, or can we just tell them that you may in fact develop this?
I think that is really the fundamental question. What can we do therapeutically or lifestyle changes that could change those conditions? But I think the bigger question that we in this community are often faced with is the medical community really ready to make use of this knowledge? And I think the answer is unanswered at this point.
Because this is so new, what about accuracy? False positives, you know, perhaps warning patients about maybe things that they might not develop.
The thing that is very important, and we don't have definitive understanding right now of how accurate, of how precise that information needs to be to really make a diagnostic decision. I think we'll learn more as we sequence more human genomes.
And so any ideas, percentage-wise, 80% accurate, you think, 90% accurate at this point, or it's too early to tell?
Oh, I think 100% accuracy, but we need more of that further validation to add to the weight of how accurate is the genome sequence, that's for sure.
So how far away do you think we might be to having a machine like this available on a very large scale in most physicians' offices to be able to do the kind of analysis that you think could be beneficial?
In a physician's office, probably not. That what you would have is you would have it in a central laboratory, a translational research center. On a prevalent level where perhaps physicians are using it, I'd say 3 years is a realistic time frame. I'm always an optimist, though.
Dr. Patrice Milos was talking with us about advances in making genome sequencing cheaper and faster. She's Vice President and Chief Scientific Officer of Helicos Biosciences Corporation in Cambridge.